The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly is with us and she wants to answer your tech questions, but also she has been trying the new Fitbit Charge 4, of that something in a moment. But Jess, first of all, any word on the Virgin outage and what might have caused it?
We still don't know the cause of it as of yet. So for those who aren't a Virgin Media customer or who haven't heard the news today, thousands of people right around this country and the UK were impacted by an outage that started at around 20 past five yesterday evening and continued right until early hours of this morning. I note a number of people have been tweeting me this morning saying they're Virgin Media customers and they're still not back online. I've been in touch with Virgin throughout the show so far this morning and they're encouraging customers or reiterating to customers that they are back online, and if your internet service isn't back, restart your modem, and that'll hopefully trigger it for you. I do know that they are doing some upgrade works in certain parts of Dublin this morning, so that may impact service as well. So it's one of those things that's just not ideal. The concern, as I understand it, is that this wasn't a capacity issue. It wasn't a case of we were all trying to live stream a 4K film at the same time. It was very much a background network issue. The fact that they haven't come out to say what exactly it was yet is a little bit concerning. Sometimes they like to come out and say, look, it was one thing and we understand how it works and we've prevented it ever happening again. That is yet to happen. So fingers crossed it doesn't happen again, but we will absolutely have to watch this space.
Okay, Jess, Fitbit Charge 4, €149. What does it do?
This is the latest from Fitbit and it's one that has a very neat screen on it. So you can read the text on the screen, you can get your notifications, you can interact with it. It's sort of the cross between a fitness tracker and a smartwatch. So it's not quite as fancy as an Apple Watch or the Samsung Watch or the Huawei Watch, but it's not as basic as just something that'll count your steps. It can do a whole host of things, including monitoring your steps, tracking and identifying different types of exercise. The point of difference with this one is that it has built-in GPS, unlike the Charge 3. It has Fitbit Pay, so you can tap to do your payments, that sort of stuff. And I've been wearing it for about 2 weeks now. And I remember talking to you about the Fitbit Charge 3, and one of my superficial complaints was that it gets really grubby. And the one that I have on my wrist right now is it's sort of plasticky material that does get very, very grubby. Even as I rub the sides of it here now, some of the marks on it are disappearing. But that really doesn't please me from a user point of view. It's also incredibly uncomfortable at night. I've woken up a few times in the middle of the night with it digging into my wrist, which I wasn't wild about. And talking of wearing it at night, I have to question some of the sleep data. Yesterday, for example, it had it down that I didn't get out of bed until 8:05 in the morning, whereas I'd been at my desk since 6:25 and was on air with News Talk Breakfast at 7:40. So I know for sure that that's wrong. So I do question the accuracy of some of the information. But if you are someone who's looking to keep motivated, get out and about within your 2 kilometres in a socially distant, responsible way, this is, you know, it's a good tracker for that. As I said, it can identify if you're running, if you're walking, if you're cycling. But I'm always, always sceptical about the accuracy of some of the stats pumped out by these devices.
Okay, that's a kind of mixed review there for the Fitbit Charge 4. Let's fly through some questions now. Best place to back up my photos? Previously used Dropbox, but I've maxed it out. Is it worth upgrading to pay each month? Because they've been using the free Dropbox. Mm-hmm. Or are there better options?
I pay for the Dropbox. So I think I pay $9.99 a month for a terabyte of storage, which is fantastic value. You could look at something like Google Photos. You could look at something like Microsoft OneDrive. Some of them offer free capacity up to a certain amount and then you can pay thereafter. I really like having Google Photos. We've spoken about this on the program before. It means that if I go to photos.google.com and I log in with my Gmail address, all my images are there and I can search for particular things. So I could search for News Talk, I could search for Pat Kenny, and if I have logged in your name along with your face, it'll automatically pull up all the photographs that I have of you. Not that there's many, but that kind of smart AI is working in the background, which I find personally a very useful tool.
Back to Fitbit. This is one about Fitbit Charge 3. First one developed lines going through it. It was replaced for me. The exact same problem has developed with the replacement after 8 months. I haven't gone into Galway to replace it due to the lockdown. Is this fault generally there with the Fitbit Charge 3, or am I just unlucky? I haven't abused either watch in any way. That's from Mary.
It just sounds like you are incredibly unlucky, because I had the Fitbit Charge 3 for a good while and I didn't encounter that issue. And I know a few people in here who have them. You know what? Email patkenny@newstalk.com with the details and I will try and get onto them for you and sort it out.
A parsing error on my Samsung tablet when downloading an app. Any fix advice?
On a tablet, sometimes it depends on the version of the software that is on it. It depends on if you have enough storage. It could be a few different niggly issues. So firstly, go into your settings and check on your storage that you have space to download an app. Then go in and go to software and ensure you have the latest version of the software. Sometimes there could be compatibility issues between apps and particular devices. If it's an older device, it may not have the physical capability to deal with some newer apps. So go in and check those two things. Beyond that, I'm not sure why that would be happening on a continuous basis.
I have a contract with Virgin Media that was due to expire on the 21st of April. I've had no luck in contacting them through live chat, WhatsApp and phone. I can't even email, and they've rolled it over without warning, just sending me an email with my revised bill, which has jumped from €54 to €89. Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
So this is one of the real sort of niggly points with these rolling contracts. The idea is that it's a 30-day rolling contract and it'll keep on going until you cancel it. A lot of support staff are either working remotely or have limited capacity at the moment because of COVID-19. That is a concern. Again, if you email patkenny@newstalk.com with the details, I will try and get onto them. A good thing to do, as always, is take screenshots of your attempts to call them. Take note of the dates and the times, that type of thing. And hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it for you.
OK, a final one. Could Jess recommend a home work laptop that can be used with Microsoft packages and podcasting software? Budget €1,000, need something fast. Now, I don't know. Do they mean they need something quickly or something that's really fast in operation?
Okay, well, good news if you're looking for something that is fast in terms of operation, because with a €1,000 budget, you can do quite well. I would encourage you to look at something like the Microsoft Surface. That's what I use, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. I'd be lost without it. Acer is another brand that I always recommend. If you're looking for something quickly, you may run into a few roadblocks there. I've been on the different websites for the tech retailers here in Ireland over the last number of days, just keeping an eye, and the stock has dropped dramatically on a number of the sites. So you may not get the model that you're after right away. I do know that they're doing their best to replenish the stock as quickly as possible. But I saw in some cases it's up to 9 or 10 days for delivery.
All right, Jess, thank you very much, Chef.